Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the only tropical fish podcast that is hosted live on the air. Join the passionate tropical fish keeper, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, for a fun and educational tropical fish episode. This is the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, where freshwater and saltwater fish and aquariums are discussed. Aqua Alex has over 12 years of fish keeping experience and over 3 years of podcasting experience. He will show you his passion for tropical fish with this episode. You can call in live at 516-418-5674 to chat tropical fish and join the chat. Now, let's chat fish. Here's Aqua Alex live from his fish room next to his 125-gallon aquarium in West Palm Beach, Florida. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is now live.
Hello, tropical fish keepers, and welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli. It's been a long time since I've had the privilege and honor of talking tropical fish to you, my wonderful tropical fish keeping listeners. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you had a wonderful New Year, and I hope you're enjoying 2020 so far. I hope 2020 has been great for you and you are enjoying the aquarium hobby. Anyway, a lot of you have contacted me wondering where I have been over the last 2 months since my last episode was in December of 2019, and it is now February of 2020, which means it's a new year and a new decade. So I'm going to provide an update of where I, Aqua Alex, have been on today's episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm also going to be talking about what's coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast in 2020. And then I have some tropical fish chat towards the end of our show today, where I'm going to be talking about glow bettas, my 2020 fish plans, and my 125-gallon aquarium. So there's a lot planned for our brief episode today. I'm trying to keep this episode under 30 minutes, so hopefully we can get it all into one episode. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, I'm going to start by talking about where I've been the last 2 months. Now, as some of you know, I have a job at Publix here in Florida, so that keeps me really busy. I've been working a lot over the last 2 months, so I haven't had the time to do recent episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, but now I'm getting more time, so I'm able to work on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Now, some people don't realize that podcasts actually take a lot of work. You have to schedule an episode, which takes about 20 minutes. Then you have to plan what you're going to talk about on an episode. And then sometimes you have to schedule guests if you want to have guests on your show, and you have to go by their schedule. So with that being said, I haven't had much time, but now as I mentioned, I have a lot of time, so we're going to be bringing back Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast for 2020. So besides work, I've also made a wonderful friend at Publix, and I've been spending time with my friend. He's a great guy, and unfortunately, he's not a tropical fish keeper, but he does listen to my podcast, so I greatly appreciate that. And I've been hanging out with him. So for the last 2 months, fish-wise, I've been buying my tropical fish at a local fish store. And as I always say on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, it's really important to support your local fish store because we want to keep them in business. Without them, we will be stuck with Petco and PetSmart. And not that that's a bad thing, but if you want rare exotic fish, you're more likely going to find them at your local fish store. So I've been supporting my local fish store over the last few months, buying tropical fish from Mark's Ark. So that's basically where I've been over the last 2 months, work, hanging out with my friends, and getting tropical fish. Now that I have free time, I'm going to spend a lot of time producing episodes and delivering quality content. My goal this year is to produce high-quality episodes for all of you, my wonderful tropical fish-keeping audience. I really do appreciate all the love and support you guys have given me over the last 2 months. A lot of you have contacted me wondering where I was and if everything was okay, and I really do appreciate that. That means a lot to me because, believe it or not, this may just be a tropical fish show, but having people reach out, it shows that you actually care for me, and that does mean a lot. So thank you very much. I am absolutely fine, and I'm ready to rock and roll with the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. So right now, I want to talk to you about what's coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast in 2020. Now, the first thing you may notice that our episode count has jumped up from 180 to over 480 episodes. That's because I merged Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with my old aquarium podcast called Aquatic Wetline. So now I have a full library of aquarium episodes that you can enjoy. Some of them are really old. They date back to 2013, but they have a lot of great content. So now I have a lot of guest interviews you can listen to, a lot of wonderful tropical fish episodes you can listen to. So there's a full library of episodes that you can enjoy. Guests like Cordoris breeder Lynn Masney, guests like Waru Joey, Sam Garcia Jr., all those guests you can listen to from Aquatic Wetline. Now, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is going to continue delivering new episodes, and that starts on March 14th.
Hey, tropical fish keepers, are you ready for Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast? Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast premieres live Saturday, March 14th, 2020 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be an action-packed show featuring a lot of great tropical fish action. Special guest, aquatic guru Dustin Jay, owner of Facebook group Aquatic Gurus, will be our very first guest of 2020. Also, another special guest is Off the Deep End Aquatic's very own Michael Terrell, who will be joining me to discuss one of my personal favorite fish, the silver arowana. Plus, there will be Monster Fish Chat for all monster fish keepers, Goldfish Chat for goldfish lovers, Brackish Water Fish and Saltwater Fish Chat, and Live Fish Keeper Q&A, where you can call in and ask me any questions that you have. So mark your calendars and get ready for an all-new season of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, March 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.
Yes, that's right, folks. Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast premieres live Saturday, March 14th, 2020, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be an action-packed episode and a great way to start a brand new season of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. As you heard in the commercial, I've got some wonderful special guests. Facebook group owner of Aquatic Gurus, Dustin Jay, will be on the show. He's actually going to kickstart the show, and he's going to be my very first guest of 2020. Fellow Silver Arowana lover, Michael Terrell from Off the Deep End Aquatics will be on the show to talk about silver arowanas with me. Silver arowanas are one of my personal favorite monster fish, and I'm going to be getting one really soon. So I'm looking forward to talking about silver arowanas once again with a guest, Michael Terrell. He has an interesting story about getting a $10 silver arowana, and he's going to tell us about that on March 14th. Then I'm going to have Monster Fish Chat, where I talk about gars and freshwater sleeper gobies, such as jay gobies and water cow gobies. You know, the water cow gobies and the jay gobies and the freshwater sleeper gobies aren't talked about much, so I'm looking forward to talking about them and educating you, the monster fish keepers and tropical fish keepers, about these gobies. Now, per listener's request, I'm going to chat about goldfish also on the Season 3 2020 premiere. I'm also going to talk about brackish and saltwater fish. And then I'm going to do a live fish keeper question and answer where you can call in live and ask me any tropical fish keeping questions. That's on Saturday, March 14th. And I welcome any and all tropical fish keepers to call in and ask me questions on Saturday, March 14th. Now, beyond Saturday, March 14th, after we have started our Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, I have some wonderful episodes planned. I have a couple live on-location episodes from some pet stores and fish stores that I want to do. I would like to do one from Mark's Ark in Green Acres, Florida, or Lake Worth, Florida, wherever you want to say it's from, because it's on Lake Worth Road. I also would like to do one from Malone's Monsters in Boca Raton, if we're able to work that out. And then, of course, Predatory Fins, I would love to do one. That's also in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, I'm going to be able to attend this year's Monster Fish Bash on July in Boca Raton, Florida. So I'm going to be able to do a show there. So look forward to a Monster Fish Bash episode here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. There's going to be many special guests on the show. Like I said, I'm hoping to get Malone's Monsters Bob, Predatory Fins Rodrigo, and also I'm looking to get people who are into discus on the show, people who are into angelfish, goldfish, all common fish that are available in the aquarium hobby. So pretty much Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is going to be doing the same thing that we did in 2019, but I'm going to have more episodes frequently, and I'm going to try and do live on-location episodes and have special guests. Now, special episodes that are coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast in 2020 include our historic 500th episode. Yes, believe it or not, I will be celebrating my 500th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. That's because we just merged with Aquatic Wetline. So on my 500th episode, I think I'm going to do a prize giveaway, which would be a first time ever for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. To win a prize, you would simply just call in and answer a question, open to serious tropical fish keepers only. And today's episode is number 488, and our season premiere will be 489. So that means we're getting close to our 500th episode. So probably in the next 2 months, we'll have our 500th episode with a prize giveaway. And I'll probably have some special guests on our 500th episode. I'm going to ask my best friend Paul to be a special guest on my 500th episode. Even though he's not a tropical fish keeper, he does have an excellent book that I think a lot of people should read and should be interested in. It's a nonfiction book, but it's great. So he'll be one of the guests on my 500th episode, hopefully. And then I'll get some wonderful tropical fish keepers as guests on my 500th episode. And as I mentioned earlier, the Monster Fish Bash, usually in July, I'm going to try to do something special for the Monster Fish Bash, maybe a live on location type of thing. We'll see what we can work out. So stay tuned, because 2020 is going to have some great shows. I'm also going to do species shows, talking about certain species of fish, such as monster and community fish shows. So that's what's coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast in 2020. One thing I would like to see in 2020 is more reviews on iTunes and all of the podcast platforms out there. I recently got some reviews that I'm really excited about, and I would love to see some more reviews on iTunes. So if you enjoy my shows, please go leave a review on iTunes. Now, I'm going to read to you some of the reviews that I have, because I only have a couple of them, and I'm going to read to you the good ones and the one bad one that I have. And I'm going to start with the one bad review that I have, and this one was left on Christmas Eve, and I know who this person is. And I'll tell you the background behind this review. So when I first moved down to Florida, I purchased fish from this gentleman. They were all sick. They had ick, fin rot, and some kind of disease I've never seen before. And they wiped out my entire tank. So, of course, I did not pay for the fish because they were sick, and I'm not going to pay for sick, dead fish. That's the background behind this review. He says, low quality, super slow moving, repetitive and boring content, not to mention a lot of calls just prancing the host, and he does not seem to notice everyone is just prancing him. Waste of time to listen to this. So that was a waste of time to read on the show, but it's a worthless review from Goon City Joey, who sells sick fish, and he's very much a goon. Now, here are the excellent reviews, the reviews that speak truly about my show. This one comes from a long username. Awesome, great show, very informative, I agree. This one comes from KG2323 on January 21st, 2020. Fish Talk. You like fish and tanks? Well, this is the place for you. Very well said. This is the review that I really enjoy. This comes from someone named TigerBarb777, February 15th, 2020. So it's a recent review. It says, Alex's passion and enthusiasm for the tropical fish hobby is contagious. I hope we get to hear some new shows from Alex in 2020. And that is the inspiration behind this episode. Besides people messaging me and asking where I've been, that is the inspiration behind today's episode, and I'm really glad for that review. So, like I said, go ahead and leave reviews this year. If you truly enjoy the show, leave a review. And if you don't enjoy the show, leave a review, because the reviews help me better myself and my podcast. So I would greatly appreciate any reviews that you leave. All right, time to chat tropical fish now. So one thing I want to talk about is a new glowfish that came out earlier this month, and that is the glow betta fish. Now, glowfish usually come in the form of white skirt tetras, zebra danios, or tiger barbs, but now they have glowfish bettas. Now, bettas are a beautiful fish in nature, but having glowfish betta makes them even better, in my opinion. A lot of people think glowfish are injected with color or dyed, and it's a very controversial topic because people think that glowfish go through a lot of harm just to look beautiful, but that is not true. Glowfish are fish that have been genetically modified by scientists into fancier, colorful tropical fish by using genes snatched from other organisms, such as jellyfish and sea anemones. So they are not dyed or injected like some of the fish in the 90s and 2000s, like the candy cane tetras and fish like that. These are genetically modified fish. They're going to retain their color throughout their life, and they're going to have a nice bright color in your home aquarium. They are a very gorgeous fish, and I really do enjoy the glowfish betta. The only thing I don't like about glowfish and glowfish bettas is their price. I mean, I would not pay $15 or $20 for a betta. But then again, there are natural variants of bettas that are expensive, like the veal tail and the other fancy varieties of bettas. I'm not a betta fish keeper per se. I like the monster fish and fish that get pretty big, but bettas are a nice fish. When I was younger, I did have a lot of bettas, and I enjoyed keeping bettas. Now, one thing that I always wonder is, when are larger growing fish going to be turned into glowfish? Fish like convicts, Jack Dempsey's, Oscars, even sewer dollars, things like that. When are they going to be turned into large fish? Imagine a glow bill, a shark, or a glow Oscar. That would be pretty cool. So we're going to talk more in depth on glowfish later on this year on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, so stay tuned for that. Now I want to talk about my 2020 fish plans. I would like to have two aquariums in 2020, a freshwater tank, which is my 125-gallon aquarium, and a saltwater aquarium I would like to have. I actually have a tank that is sitting right now empty. It's been empty for a couple of months, so maybe that tank will be set up and be my saltwater aquarium. Now, in my freshwater aquarium, which is my 125-gallon aquarium, I have two Oscars, two albino Oscars. I have two Pacu. I have an albino iridescent shark. I have a tiger shovelnose, a lima shovelnose, a giraffe-nosed catfish, a four-line Pictish catfish, some tinfoil barbs. What else is in there? And some other fish. Now, I would like to remove some of the monsters and get some large-growing fish in there that aren't going to outgrow the aquarium, so I'm going to have to rehome some fish. I'll likely rehome the pacus and the iridescent shark and all the fish that are going to outgrow the tank. My plans for the 125, I do plan on having a few monsters, so the tiger shovelnose is going to stay, and I'm going to add a silver arowana, as you heard earlier on in the show. And if you want to learn about silver arowanas, make sure you tune in to the Season 3 premiere on March 14th, because we're going to talk about silver arowanas, and you'll learn a lot of information on silver arowanas. So I'm looking forward to that. When my taxes come in, I'm actually going to go to Malone's Monsters and purchase some fish. He has a lot of fish that I'm interested in, like the Durant catfish, which is a false Trigorinus catfish, false zebra shovelnose. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be something that is exciting, and you guys should definitely stick around for. Now, for the saltwater aquarium, when and if I go saltwater, I'm going to be doing a saltwater predatory community aquarium with a dog face puffer, some sort of trigger, maroon clownfish, a dwarf lionfish, and other saltwater predators. So that is my 2020 fish room plans right here in Florida. So that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. It's basically just a brief update and an episode to get you ready for our Season 3 2020 premiere.
Hey, tropical fish keepers, are you ready for Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast? Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast premieres live Saturday, March 14th, 2020 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be an action-packed show featuring a lot of great tropical fish action. Special guest, aquatic guru Dustin Jay, owner of Facebook group Aquatic Gurus, will be our very first guest of 2020. Also, another special guest is Off the Deep End Aquatic's very own Michael Terrell, who will be joining me to discuss one of my personal favorite fish, the silver arowana. Plus, there will be monster fish chat for all monster fish keepers, goldfish chat for goldfish lovers, brackish water fish and saltwater fish chat, and live fish keeper Q&A, where you can call in and ask me any questions that you have. So mark your calendars and get ready for an all-new season of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, March 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.
Now, before I end today's episode, I would like to tell you about some outside projects that I have outside of fish keeping. I am doing a YouTube channel where I cook and bake, because one of the things I love besides tropical fish is cooking and baking. So I invite everyone to check out my YouTube channel, In the Kitchen with Alex Cardinelli. Now, I've already done one baking video where I made delicious red velvet cheesecake brownies, so you can check that out on In the Kitchen with Alex Cardinelli. I've also did a restaurant review with my friend Paul. We reviewed the restaurant California Pizza Kitchen, so check that out. And coming up on Friday, we're going to be doing chicken parmesan. I'm going to be cooking chicken parmesan on Friday, so you're going to want to check that out. It's going to be a great cooking video. So make sure you subscribe to my cooking and baking YouTube channel, In the Kitchen with Alex Cardinelli. And, of course, subscribe to my fish keeping YouTube, Alex's Aquariums. I'm going to be bringing that back as well, uploading videos of my aquarium when my new light comes in. Last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to my good friend, Paul Aramani. He has a wonderful book that's about to be released, and I think it's going to be a book that you're going to be interested in. I'm going to have a commercial that's going to play on each episode this year promoting his book and his YouTube channel. He has a wonderful YouTube channel that I think you guys should check out. It's called Paul Vlogs. I appear on several videos, so if you want to see me on his channel, subscribe to his channel, Paul Vlogs. Both YouTube links are in the description of today's episode, so you definitely want to click on those links and subscribe. All right, folks, thank you for joining me for this quick episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I will see you on our Season 3 premiere, March 14th at 9 p.m. Good night, everybody.
Hey, tropical fish keepers. Are you ready for Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast? Season 3 of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast premieres live Saturday, March 14th, 2020 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be an action-packed show featuring a lot of great tropical fish action. Special guest, aquatic guru Dustin Jay, owner of Facebook group Aquatic Gurus, will be our very first guest of 2020. Also, another special guest is Off the Deep End Aquatic's very own Michael Terrell, who will be joining me to discuss one of my personal favorite fish, the silver arowana. Plus, there will be monster fish chat for all monster fish keepers, goldfish chat for goldfish lovers, brackish water fish and saltwater fish chat, and live fish keeper Q&A, where you can call in and ask me any questions that you have. So mark your calendars and get ready for an all-new season of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, March 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.